okay. Let's see what we got for you today.
Mwah.
Hey, girl. Hey. It is your girl, KT, and welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl Hey with KT. So today, guys, kicks off season one, episode one. I know, right? Finally. Remember, you guys, that I post every Saturday, so just stay tuned for that every Saturday, you guys. So let's get into it. So you guys, this week's scripture is Romans 12 and 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your proper worship. And also, you guys, the word of the week, guys, this word should keep you guys throughout the week, something that you probably should meditate as well as long with this scripture. And the word of this week, you guys, this week is self-love. So anyway, going into the episode, you guys, episode one will be about situationships. Yes, you heard me right. Situationships. Oh, girl. So you have a situation, but do you even really want a situationship, or do you just want a relationship? Hey, if that is you, stay tuned. So let's see what I have for you today. So first of all, y'all probably like, Caitlin, what the heck is a situationship? Like, what is that? Because a lot of people are not clear on what it is. So my definition of a situationship is they are relationships that are based off uncertainty and really don't have clarity, meaning you don't really even know where you stand. And most of the time, situationships end up having no commitment, okay? No commitment, y'all. That's the big word, no commitment. So, you guys, so without the two, the situation will never come to a resolution if you don't have clarity or commitment. The situation or whatever you, even in your talking phase, if you don't have clarity or some type of commitment, it's never going to come to a resolution. Always remember that. Okay, so also too, what are the different signs that you are even you? So say you can have the emotional, you can have the physical, and you can have the spiritual sometimes, but you don't have any clarity. That's the situationship. But you have a gut feeling that you are not going to get commitment or a little at the end of the day, not even a little bit. It's just out there. It's just up in the air, meaning it's not an understanding. Understanding has not been established. So you have that gut feeling that, you know, you're not going to get a commitment, but you're still staying in the situation anyway. Girl, don't do that. Don't do that. So sometimes the feelings and the words sound good, but commitment should be the ultimate goal. Remember, commitment is your ultimate goal if you're ever talking to anybody, or even if you just have that goal, period, of just being in a relationship, having a partner, sometimes getting married. All of that comes with, you know, commitment. It's not just something that you do or something that you say, but it's something that you show action with, and it's something that you actually, you know, you feel a little entitled to keep. You know, that's where that commitment comes in at. So remember, you guys, this is one thing that I always tell, me and my friends always discuss all the time. A real man and a woman gives clarity and action, meaning you don't have to sit up there and ask for it. You don't have to wonder or question, what is he or she talking about? That goes for guys too. If you guys want to put it in a more nicer tone for my younger audience, my younger girls, a mature guy or female gives clarity and action. Not just only do they give you a source of understanding, but they also clarify and actually show you that they're serious about it, that they want to do this thing, that it's not a joke. And you don't have to never question, what are they talking about, or what is this being established? What is this even established? You don't have to question that. You don't have to do it at all. So Also, to another sign, you guys, it's appealing and it feels real, but it's not good for your heart. Remember, you guys, in the ultimate goal, most of the time we get ourselves involved in these situationships, relationships, any type of really friendship relationship anyway, we have to understand that sometimes it can feel real, but sometimes it's really just fake love. Sometimes it's lust. It's not even love. We just really just... Sometimes we mix up lust with love, and sometimes we mixed up lust with we have this great feeling, we have this good feeling, but sometimes it's not always good for our heart or good for our feelings to sometimes get involved in a situationship, okay? And really, honestly, you guys, another thing that I see all the time in situationships is that, you know, we get the attraction to you mixed up with the feelings, meaning I'm attracted to you, but I don't necessarily feel as if deemed necessary to get into a relationship with you. So I like you, you know, you're my type, but you're not necessarily my type to wife. Ooh, hey, y'all heard that? So you basically the attraction is there. So because I like you're appealing to my eyes, sometimes we mix it with feelings. So just because I'm attracted you with you don't mean I always belong to you, nor does it mean that I need to really be in a relationship with you. You could just be my type. I could just like how you look. And that happens a lot of times, and we mix it with feelings because you're so involved with that person. When you see that person, that's all you see. You don't see, you know, everything around them. And then that goes to the next thing, that sometimes, a lot of times, people don't show, they just tell you. So because it sounds nice, you know, you be like, okay, I like this, or I like this guy. But when they don't show it, is where the clarity comes in, now where the understanding comes in, now is where it's time for them to put action to the thing. And guess what? Every time you ask them a question or something may come up, it's just going to always be a sense of unsureness all the time, because you're just like, okay, this feels good. Okay, you know, we ain't really talked about that, but I feel this type of way. It's going to always be an unsure moment because you're just like, I don't know where this thing is going, if that makes sense. So another thing too, you guys, is respect. Self-respect. This comes a lot of times in situationships that a lot of people don't get. Situationships are not respectful, period. They're just not respectful. And it comes with sometimes with situationships where this where it comes to where our self-respect, our self-worth, even our respect, period. If you want anybody to respect you, do not be in a situationship. Because at the end of the day, that person knows deep down, whether you guys talked about it or not, and that person should make sure that that's clear, you know? So sometimes be respectful to yourself and know that you're worth so much more in a situation. You deserve a relationship. You deserve to be married. This is stuff that's your goals. No, these are things that's your goals, but because, you know, you're so caught up in this feeling, this attraction, or because, you know, this feels nice or whatever, you don't realize that you're stuck in something that you didn't even technically really want to sign up for. You didn't even really sign up for it. It just so what happened. So sometimes walking away or putting your foot down, those expectations from the get-go, a lot of people don't understand. In the beginning of even when you're talking, build that friendship. In the talk phase, that's building the friendship. That's what a lot of people don't realize. In the talk phase, you're building that friendship. Take that time to actually get to know that person. Know their favorite color. Know these different things so that you know when certain stuff come up, or you guys, it just flows into natural to a better, even more beneficial conversation for both parties. And then you get that expectation thing. What do I expect out of this thing? What are my goals in relationships, period? Do I want to ever get married? These are different things that we have to understand that we have to make clear. Put your expectations out there and do not be afraid to put your foot down and say, these are my expectations. These are my goals. I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to lower my standards, nor my morals for you just because I like you. No, I'm going to stick with what I'm doing because I'm after a goal. And how can I get to that goal if I didn't put out those expectations with that person? Then, you know, sometimes too, when a person doesn't know your expectation, they don't know which way to flow the relationship. So be careful and be clear about putting your expectations out there from the get-go. And also too, you guys, don't be afraid to revisit those expectations. Because at the end of the day, if you don't revisit those expectations, you never know the change in the mindset. Or how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Just because you had that conversation once don't mean you cannot revisit it, you know, 2 months down the line, 6 months down the line, a year down the line. Just always make sure that clarity is there. Once again, clarity. Make sure you have clarified your expectations to get out of a relationship and to get out what you're in now. Whatever relationship, friendship, talkingship, situationship, relationship, whatever you're in right now, make sure you put out those expectations and keep talking about them. It don't matter if y'all talk about it every 2 weeks, every week. Every relationship is different. Every situation is different. Every talking phase is different. Every friendship is different. But as long as you guys are clarifying and keeping up with, you know, those different things, you know, you have to understand that, you know, a person is now clear on what your intentions are. What do you even want to do? What are your goals? What are your expectations? What are your standards? What are your morals? What are things that you're not willing to compromise? So yeah, don't ever compromise your goals or your values, your morals for something that's supposed to only be temporary. And sometimes too, you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Sometimes we always pray about a partner, somebody, especially if the goal is to get married. Sometimes God sends you a temporary. I feel that. God sends you a temporary to get to the permanent. But we always get so stuck. We get so lustful with the temporary. And we get so happy. And it's just like, this was supposed to be a lesson. And we know, because most likely you have that gut feeling. Most likely you have that no clarity. Once again, you have that no commitment. But instead of us settling for something that we know is not the goal, period, anyway, and settling for something that we know we don't is not a part of our goals, and two, settling for somebody that, you know, goes against your self-worth, your self-respect, settling for somebody that's not even on the same page with you, not on the same level as you, can cause you to really just forget about what the ultimate goal is, for you to find a partner, for you to get married, for you to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to be faithful, going to commit, going to set their expectations, going to keep revisiting those expectations, and also going to respect you for doing so and some more, and just respect you as an individual. So remember that. Just don't never do that. Stay true to who you are and make sure you don't end up in a situationship, girl. Or a guy. Even if you're in a situationship. Sometimes guys are in a situationship. It's okay to have that feeling that she's not the one. Trust me. It's sometimes, like I said, that temporary. Don't get happy over the temporary and miss out on the permanent that's supposed to come along. Because sometimes people are seasonal. Seasonal people. But we're not going to get into that, okay? Because that's just for another time. But no, seasonal people are most temporary, are temporary people, and permanent people are people that are not always easy to work with. Just remember that. So you might be saying, Caitlin, girl, dang, you talking about me. Like, dang, why you have to do me like that? So if you are in a situationship, know these signs. Let me tell you the signs, girl, to let you know that you most definitely. Let me clarify for you, okay? We're talking about clarity this whole time. I ain't clarified with you, so let's do it. So the signs will be you are just friends and they get annoyed or overlook your feelings when it's time to talk about them. Meaning every time you mention something, they can talk about it and you can't. Or every time you mention it, they're moving on to the next subject or they're not barely listening. It looks like that person is so out of tune with what you're saying. because you're just friends. And to them, they're not on that level with you. They don't want to be. It's not an expectation for them, and it may be for you. If that person is seemingly to not be paying attention and it's just y'all two, it's not even people around you, It'd be that bad. Yes, bad. That's bad, sis. Don't do that. That's a sign that you're in a situationship, most definitely. And then the next thing, no title or conversation about even the next steps. What do we want to do? What is the timeline for the 2 years down the line? Do we want to get married? What is the goals? What are standards? What are expectations? It's no conversation about the next steps. It's just about always about the present or what's happening now. It's not clear. It's no title. Because to you, you're just friends. It's no title. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your boyfriend. I'm not your husband. Not wife. No, none of that. Heck, I'm not even somebody that you're talking to. Be clear. If that person is not even clear, and then you don't have a title on top of that, and then you never talk about the next steps, or if that person wants to get married, where do they want to move? This, and that, and the third. These are different things, you guys, that you need to really be on the lookout for, because you're in a situationship. Wake up, girl. You're in a situationship. Now, the next one, y'all, I didn't want to do it to y'all, but like I told y'all, I'm gonna try to give you real. And I'm gonna tell you, girl. So the next one, a lot of people be like, dang. But no, on a serious note, it's a lot of people that I know, friends with benefits, meaning it's sex or it's house calls, or they only call you when something wrong. Benefit you basically they're the beneficiary. They're benefiting off of all of your energy, off of everything that you are, off of your morals, off your standards, off your body, off your emotional wise. Even they're taking advantage of that. They're benefiting off of everything, draining you of everything, and not giving a darn thing. You just friends with benefits, meaning that I may benefit from sex. You may benefit from sex. But at the end of the day, that's all it is. It's not nothing. It's no connection, man. And this is the thing. Sometimes what people don't realize, sex sometimes turns into an emotional connection. So because I'm now emotionally connected to you, all we is friends with benefits. And once again, no clarity. It's just that. And we didn't even mean for it to get this far in, but it has. But you can't even talk about it. I can't even talk about my feelings with the person I'm sleeping with, really, sis? Like, no, we're not doing that in 2021. And then the next thing is that we're still talking to other people. It's no boundaries. It's no limits. Meaning, I can sleep with you tonight, sleep with Tasha tomorrow. I can sleep with you tonight, sleep with Bobby tomorrow for guys. So you have to understand that if they're still talking to other people, how is anything being built between you guys? How is a relationship even being established? How is a friendship even being established if you're talking to other people? It's no boundaries, no limits saying, hey, if I just want to talk to you, be clear. I just want to talk to you, or I am just talking to you. Once again, that's communication. Communicate. Because if that person is talking to other people, it's not clear you even like them or you even see them like that. So it's just no boundaries. Set the boundaries and set the limits, okay? And if you're going to talk to other people, make that clear to people. Because sometimes we don't make it clear, and then we wonder why people feel some type of way. They deserve to feel the type of way because you didn't make it clear. Clarity, sis. Clarity. We're giving clarity all 2020. 21. We're giving clarity, period. So then you come to say, Caitlin, well, I have found myself to be in a situationship. You have cleared up everything. You have clarified everything. I now have an understanding of my situationship. And I still want to know, Caitlin, why do I not want to be in a situationship anymore? You know, it feels good. It sounds good. It's going good. But why should I not? What are the internal and external effects of it? And what are the long-term effects sometimes? Even the short-term. What are the short-term effects on me of being in a situationship? I'm going to tell you why, girl. You ain't got a question no more. I'm going to let you know. So one, it's a waste of your time and energy. It's a waste of time and energy that you could be giving somebody else. that you really could be using while they're sucking and draining. They're draining every inch of you. They're draining every life force out of you. Everything is taken in you. You're making all the effort. They're draining. It's a waste of time, a waste of your energy. Wasting your time. Your time is valuable. And one thing I always used to tell people was, you know, you don't waste time, but you waste it on people. Meaning, time is never wasted because obviously I felt it didn't necessarily even spend energy and to spend the time because see, in order to use energy, it takes you the time out to use that energy. Meaning that I took the energy out of me and I took the time to spend it on you. Meaning you wasting time, so waste that. You need to spend that time and energy on somebody that actually is dedicated to you, somebody that makes this self very clear, somebody that puts out those expectations firsthand, somebody you ain't got to keep questioning, you ain't got to keep asking. You're not getting mad when I'm asking you about something important. You're not always just calling me when you want something from me, but you're making it clear that I'm not wasting my time. You're giving me something to look for with my time. You're giving me something that I want to put my energy towards, not just something that I just feel a certain way towards. So I'm just like, if I keep giving, maybe that person will understand. Let me tell you something. They will never understand. You can keep giving time and energy, but all you'll be doing is giving it to a dead battery that has already been used up so many times, and it can't be used no more. It just can't be used no more. And that's just the truth. And girl, know that you are worth so much more. You're settling. That's the next thing. You're settling for something that's not even for you. You're settling for something that is beneath you. You're settling for something that you don't even have to settle for. Because God has already said, I'm going to send somebody your way. But you have to be patient. And you have to know that sometimes the elevation and the move on up is not always going to be comfortable, nor is going to be always on your time. So you have to understand, I'm not going to settle just because I'm tired of waiting. No, because now you're building up that energy to give to the right person. That goes with the first part. You're building up that energy. Do not settle for something temporary and miss out on the permanent. Don't do that. Just don't do that. You're settling for something that you know you're worth. And then this is how you know you're worth so much more. You're always feeling guilty about something that you do towards the situation. You're always feeling guilty about something that you do for that person. You're always questioning yourself, like, should I do it? Should I not? You should not have to feel like that, sis. Do not put yourself in that predicament where now you're questioning yourself. And then that goes into the next point. Now you're starting to cause a pattern of low self-esteem. You think about it. You had confidence. You had a good self-esteem. You had no trust issues before you met this person. But now, it's just like every time now, because now they could talk to other people, now I'm getting jealous. So now I'm getting trust issues over somebody that I ain't got a title to. I'm not connected to in any type of way, but stuff that benefits them, maybe me. And then now I'm building trust issues for something that I didn't even get anything out of that really even truly benefited me, nor did I even get a title. I couldn't even get respect enough to get a title. So now my self-esteem messed up, my trust issues, now I got trust issues. So now I can't even let in people that's supposed to be in my life or let in that right person or spend that energy on that right person because now I'm trusting. Now I'm thinking you want to take advantage of the situation. You want to take advantage of me because I'm being clear and I'm going to go with the flow and I'm going to go with what you're on. And you already know what I'm on, but instead of you honoring that, instead of saying, okay, let's come to a common ground, let's come to a common solution, let's come to this is the expectation that we're going to get out of this relationship. Yes, we are a relationship, or we're talking. If nothing ever comes to just a common ground or a common solution, now I'm questioning myself. I'm like, well, dang, am I good enough for even getting a title? Am I good enough to even be somebody's wife? When you know daggone well that you are. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Remember that. You do have the confidence. Yes, your confidence is not cocky, but it's confident because you know who you are. You're staying true to yourself. You're not going to have trust issues because you just know. And two, sometimes you don't even have trust issues, but it's just like, because you have seen a situation before, you just like, I already know how this is going to end. You already know the turn of outcome. That's why I tell people, sometimes we get trust issues and we get just a, I have been here before. You know, we get those two mixed up. And no, it's not trust issues. We're going to stop calling it trust issues. We're just going to say that I've been here before and I already know how this is going to turn out because you have that gut feeling. That's what trust issues truly is. We just call it trust issues, but really it's not an issue with me though. It's not an issue that I have. It's just something that I've seen before and something that I know is not going to turn out good. One, and two, something that I'm just not going to do anymore. I'm not going to settle for anymore because I know I'm better than that. And if I tried it before that way and it didn't work, why would I go back that way? If that makes sense. Do you understand me? So yeah, just don't do that. And then the last one is you're compromising. I could keep repeating this over and over again. You're compromising your ultimate goal just for that one person. Just for that person that can't even clarify what they want. Just for that person can't even have the decency or respect for you to put out those expectations and to give you a title to commit to you. You're doing all of this. You're compromising your ultimate goal to be married, to be with somebody that's going to take you serious, be with somebody that's going to respect you, to be with somebody that's not going to take advantage of your trust, to be with somebody I ain't got to go through your phone, to be with somebody that you know how to act when I'm not around you, to be with somebody that just makes you happy, to be with somebody that just really knows you for you and just loves the thought of you and loves being around you and just loves you for you. Heck, I just love the idea of you. That is the type of person that is your ultimate goal to be with. So why give the temporary person everything and the benefits of the permanent person? Now I'm giving you everything I'm supposed to give to my husband or my wife. I'm giving you everything out of me and you're not even doing the same thing in return. So you have to understand, you guys, don't do that. Your ultimate goal, if your ultimate goal is to be married, put out wife vibes. Put out respect vibes. Because how do you expect somebody to respect you if you don't respect yourself? Put out that I'm going to trust you. Even though you, and two, put out that even though I've been done wrong in the past, put out that I'm going to still give you a fair chance. Put out that. Let's make giving fair chances a thing in 2021. Let's make giving people the benefit of the doubt because you know somebody had to work with you. So work with that person on where they are, meeting people where they are. Let's do that in 2021. Let's make it normal to do what we have to do and not worry about what other people may see, but to do what's best for you. Not just do what people expect you to do. Do what's best for you. So, yes, you guys. I hope this video, you guys, that is the end of this podcast episode one. I really hope I was able to bless somebody with anything that I possibly said. I hope you really learned something, you guys. And y'all, we not doing situationships in 2021. We not doing it. You're worth so much more. Know that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Know that you deserve better. That goes for guys, but especially girls, my sisters. I love you guys. Know that from the bottom of my heart, I want to see you do better. I know you have better in you. I know you deserve better. So let's do better in 2021. And don't be in a situationship, girl. Don't even get caught up in a situationship. And just know when them signs is there, go ahead and run out that camp, okay? But yes, we're not doing situationships 2021. But I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening all the way through it, especially if you guys have made it to this part. Thank you for just listening to me, you guys. Hopefully, I was able to help you out in your situation or your situationship if you have one, or even if you feel like you're about to go into a situationship. Hopefully, I was able to help you to know that you deserve better and to know that how to get out of that situation and why not to even be in that situation. So like I said, I hope I helped somebody, you guys. Remember self-love for this week, guys. Really apply it. Make sure you apply Romans 12:1. Make sure you offer your bodies up as a living sacrifice. Make sure you're living this thing. Make sure you're walking this thing. And go share this podcast, you guys, with your friends. Follow me on my Spotify, you guys. It is available on most platforms, you guys. Spotify, RadioCast, Anchor. It's available on most platforms, you guys. So go stream it up. Go share. Go just do anything. Comment, you guys, on my post when I post it on my pages, you guys. Just what you thought of the episode. Do reviews on Spotify, Google Podcasts, just anything that you can do. So because I really want to hear you guys' feedback. I really want to hear from you guys. And thank you so much for tuning into episode 1 of Hey Girl Hey with KT. Be blessed, you guys. Enjoy your week, oh, guys. Enjoy your week, you guys. And love you guys. And stay tuned for next week's episode, you guys. Back for episode 2. Welcome to season 1. Love you guys. Mwah.